John's Gospel says of Jesus when he turned the water into wine, he let his glory be seen, and his disciples believed in him. This is his first miracle, but I must admit, had I been there, I would have been thinking that this was some kind of trick. I would have been checking out those jars for secret compartments. Yet no one perceived this as a trick. It was a divine sign. Even the disciples believed in him. They go from followers to believers, all within two chapters. I'm thinking that it is because of the presence of Mary. She instigates the moment. Imagine what living with Mary, Joseph, and Jesus must have been like. I'm not saying that they were extraordinary in their life and their community. However, they must have given a sense that there was something about them. Some of their community had travelled to Jerusalem with them when the lost Jesus was later found at the temple, stunning the learned. That wouldn't have been usual for a 12-year-old boy. Joseph falls from the story, but Mary remains as the one who knew more about Jesus than he may have known himself. As a convert to the Catholic faith myself, I have found that the relationship with Mary we Catholics have draws us to a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. There is wisdom in seeking the prayers of the one who was in on the truth, about the truth, even before Jesus was conceived. Our place in Mary, in Jesus' family, gives us trust and insight into the divine human who is not out to impress us with tricks, but to be the very presence of God in our midst, the one who brings new wine.